Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study of words to the wise from the book of Proverbs. Today I want to focus your attention on Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6. This proverb reads, "Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers." I want to speak to fathers today to encourage you to be the kind of father that your child or your children really needs. God, who is the ultimate example of fatherhood, and we know is filled with love and with compassion and with mercy and with grace and with wisdom, is the perfect example for every father on the earth today. God wants you, fathers, to be ones that your children can literally glory in. The glory of children are their fathers. That is the design that God intended. God wanted the human family to be a reflection of God's love, a picture of God the Father and His love for mankind. If you are a father today, I hope that you will take this word from Proverbs to heart. God wants you as a father to be the glory of your children, meaning that your children consider it an honor to have you as their father. And children treasure godly, loving fathers and mothers. It warms a child's heart to have a father who easily shows love, who readily shows affection, who doesn't withhold affection and give it out sparingly only when the child has performed perfectly. That is not a reflection of God's fatherhood, and God doesn't want human fathers to operate that way either. It's God's intention that you would pour love on your children, and in that atmosphere of love, of encouragement, of training, and of a loving marriage relationship, which brings great security to the heart of a child will grow up in a healthy way with a good perspective of God, the Heavenly Father. Elton Trueblood once penned these words of advice about a father's responsibility with regard to his marriage relationship. And he wrote this: "A child needs to know that his father and his mother are lovers, quite apart from their relationship to him. It is the father's responsibility to make the child know that he is deeply in love with the child's mother." This profound statement is one that many have missed in our culture today. Great security is brought to the heart of a child when he sees his parents in love with one another. And as Elton Trueblood put it, it's the father's responsibility to make the child know that he's deeply in love with the child's mother. Such an atmosphere of love reigning in the home brings a sense of security to the child's heart. And since a child's own personality and self-worth is often reflected in the parents, having an atmosphere where the parents are loving one to another brings that great sense of security. Make sure, fathers, that you are showing affection and love to your wife so that you're bringing an atmosphere of contentment and security into the home. Some cultures do not encourage physical affection being shown, but truly this is a sad thing because God would have fathers and mothers show affection one to the other and also towards the children in a most physical way. It encourages, it blesses, and as I said, it brings a sense of security to the child's heart. George MacDonald was a poet who wrote in the 1800s, and he wrote in his first volume of poems this dedication to his father. Thou hast been faithful to my highest need, and I, thy debtor, evermore, shall never feel the grateful burden sore. Yet most I thank thee, not for any deed, but for the sense thy living self did breed that fatherhood is at the world's great core. That's an interesting statement that he wrote as a dedication to his father. He appreciated and thanked his father not for any deed that he had done, but for the sense that his living self did breed in that household. He said that fatherhood is at the world's great core. We know that the percentage of inmates incarcerated in prisons in the United States who are fatherless or who are not raised in a home that had a stable father is extremely high. Fatherhood is at the world's great core. The need for godly, loving, affectionate fathers is very critical. One writer told of the greatest gift that he'd ever received from his father. He wrote these words, "The greatest gift I ever received was a gift I got one Christmas when my dad gave me a small box. Inside was a note saying, 'Son, this next year I will give you 365 hours, an hour every day after dinner.' My dad not only kept his promise," the author wrote, "but every year he renewed it, and it's the greatest gift I have ever had in my life." Truly, the gift of time invested by a father in the lives of his children is a priceless gift. And yet it appears in our culture today that everything wars against the family having time together. Schedules seem nearly impossible. Work seems to demand more and more from the working parents. And pure time spent together as a family seems to almost have evaporated. And yet, fatherhood requires the investment of time. Time spent talking, time spent laughing, time spent encouraging, and time spent listening to the heart of your children. One of my favorite memories of my childhood is of my father sitting with us children, and there were six of us, in the family car, waiting outside the grocery store while my mother shopped for the groceries. And my father would entertain us for hours on end, telling us story after story. He had been born and raised in Colombia, South America, and his father had been a military officer and an explorer on the Amazon River. My father would spin tales of nights camping in the Amazon with the sound of wild animals outside and snakes crawling through the tent with the men barely breathing inside, waiting and hoping it to pass without attacking them. These times were priceless. They were free, but it required time. And time spent with children pouring out stories and jokes together and listening, as I said, to the children's hearts is priceless and it's free. And yet it seems to be one of the most expensive commodities around. Don't let it be a rare commodity in your family. If you're a father, make the commitment that you're going to spend time before time is gone with your children. Make memories for your children that they will never forget. A story that I came across that was truly an example of a father wanting to instill memories of what a fun father he really was to his children was this. This father really loved his family, and he wanted them to enjoy a great family vacation, but because of business commitments, he couldn't go with them. So he planned this phenomenal camping trip for the family, routed it out every step of the way. The family would drive to California and then go up the coast, camping as they went, and then travel back home. Each day was carefully arranged by the father, and this plan was given to the mother and children, and off they went. The one thing that he hadn't told them was this. He actually had planned to fly to California to meet them, arranged to have someone pick him up and drive him to the highway where they would be traveling along. And this father, at the opportune moment, knowing exactly where on the route they would be, stood by the roadside waiting to see the sight of the station wagon filled with children and camping gear coming down the road. In a matter of a few moments, this exact scene came to pass. The father stepped out to the edge of the highway, put his thumb out as if he were a hitchhiker, and to the astounding screeches of the children, they found their father, who they thought was thousands of miles away, hitchhiking along the side of the road. When asked later why on earth he went to all this trouble to do such a wild and crazy thing, the father answered, "Well, someday I'm going to be dead. And when that happens, I want my kids and my wife to say, you know, Dad was a lot of fun." God wants you to be a fun and a loving father to your children. Make it your purpose to invest time and love and fun into the lives of your children. And don't let any more time pass before you begin. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.